In telling you this, I'm going to be out of character because the people will not be disinformative, but this is the saying of Avalon. It's in the Netherlands East Indies, 8 degrees south of the equator, between 124 and 125 degrees longitude. Halfway between Java and New Guinea, if you're considering it in the east-west direction, and the north-south direction, it's about halfway between Australia and the Southeast. The prevailing winds were southeast and northwest, and when they change, there are very severe monsoons. The wet season begins at the end of October and is at its worst in January, February, and March, at which time there's most of the planting and the weeding. As the rain ends, the temperature falls also, and this is the time that some of the crops are harvested. At the end of the dry season, everything is very brown and parched, which is not what you expect in a tropical climate. The land is burned to destroy the weeds and to drive the wild pigs at this season of the year. The only thing left are certain trees and grass. The only place that there is any kind of lush tropical growth is in the ravines, because they catch the moisture during the rainy season, and because they're also very steep. There are a number of different cultural aspects to the groups that live on this island, and they change gradually from one aspect of the island to the other, one end of the island to the other, and the only ones who are markedly different are the Mohammedans, who live in the coastal region. The others are more like pagan mountain people. The Chinese merchants came at the end of the 19th century, and around the first decade of the 20th century, the Dutch came. The island is held by the Dutch, who established the hierarchy of political organization, which the people did not have previously.
I don't think Holland owns it now.
This was in 1938
and 39,
when the court involved
there. Yeah, I think since the
Indonesian it's now part of Indonesia.
Revolution, it's part of the Indonesian Republic.
Mm. Previously, the people were ruled by their kindreds and social groups and so on, but after this, they had Dutch hierarchies. At any rate, before the Dutch came, they always traded between the mountain groups and the coastal region. There are four Raja ships in Avalor, which I will not bother to give you the names of, but these do not have anything to do with the independent cultures and languages. They're cross-sections of them. They have, below the four Raja ships, they're divided into smaller districts, and at the head of the smaller districts is a capitan, and who has field police who help him administering his district. And in each village, there is a chief, and several of the villages, which are friendly and their associations with one another, have another head called a tumakun. The chief administrative duties of the Dutch officials have to do with litigation and taxation. These are not accepted equally by the people, as you will determine what you have to say. There are some officials of the Dutch government were at the time that the Court of Law was there. A civil administrator and a military administrator, and also a military doctor in the hospital. In this coastal port, which will probably be referred to time to time, the people visit here. This is the section that Court of Law visited chiefly. This is the village in which we live, the Kimmelman. There are five villages in this area. Timberline being one of the five, and it has several hamlets, so two hamlets associated with it. It's in the Barawahing district, and it's in the Rajaship of Alor. It takes about 6 or 8 hours to walk from here to here, even though it's not terribly far, but the terrain is very steep. In some of the sections of the island, there were Protestant missionary schools and so forth. But by the time Court of Law had come to a Timberline, the school was no longer in existence.
How do you spell the name of the village?
usually. But after about 1918, there was a murder of the Raja of this particular section, and the Dutch forced the group of people in this particular area to move down to the flatlands so that they would be on the level ground and close to the official trails that had been cut through here. So that they're actually in a sort of volcanic valley, crater, which is about 2,500 feet. And the mountains rise 300 to 500 feet around them. The temperature varies from around 60 to around 80, depending on the season of the year. Humidity is always very high. The people are oceanic negroids with strains of oceanic mongoloid. The men average about 5'1" and the women around 4'10". Their hair is wavy to kinky, their skin color is light bronze to black, and they have some traces of red pigmentation in the hair and in the skin. They have short noses of medium width, long heads, and they look somewhat like pygmies. They have a great number of diseases, although the Dutch did reduce this somewhat. At the time they came in, they established a health problem. The people are still suffering a number of very lethal diseases. In this area in which the five villages are set, in about 1 mile radius, you get about 600 people. Because we couldn't get the costumes from the museum, we decided to tell you briefly what they wear, and then you can imagine what this is supposed to represent. The men wear chiefly a loincloth that's made out of cotton kapok and a shawl. They adorn themselves more than the women. Probably to jewelry and shields and what have you. They wear ceremonial hats. The women usually wear cords wrapped around the waist with kind of girdle effect for the triangular loincloth knees. And sometimes they wear bark cloth skirts wrapped around also. The men wear shawls and some of the women generally. But the women don't wear jewelry too often. And the implication is on the ceremonials and such things as this.
People in your village who are teachers of a sort, and they tell people about their village, and I'm going back and tell people about my village, and so I want you to, if you can, tell me something about yourself and something about your village, and just what you know about yourself. And as I look back, we're sitting somewhat apart from your village. As I look back, I see a number of things, and then I just want to start off by picking out some things and asking you if you'll tell me something about them. For instance, down here I see you have some pigs running around. What, do you raise these pigs?
Yes, we raise the pigs, and a man is rich by the number of pigs he owns.
I see. In other words,
we keep pigs during feasts and weeks.
Now, you'll notice here that I'm writing these things down. Now, you don't mind if I write them down.
Oh, write wrong. We want you to write them down.
Right.
Write it down, so I put it right here. Like this, this is so I can remember when I go back to my village, you see.
Is it not?
I'll do that. Now you say you raise these pigs, and you go, where did the pigs come from?
From them.
You just have them.
You just had them? Have you always had them?
Yes,
yes.
Always have had the pigs. You didn't. There wasn't any time that you can remember that your parents or anyone didn't have pigs?
Without pigs.
You think pigs are pretty important, aren't they?
A little louder.
Pigs are very important.
Very important. Yes.
I see. All right. Now, I also see some coconut trees there. Are these important to you also?
Why?
Do you eat the coconuts?
Yes.
You eat the coconuts. Is there any other use that you make out of the coconut trees? Or do you just eat the coconuts?
We just eat. I have a few of them in each village.
Uh-huh. I see. Do you use the leaves of the tree at the top? Do you use the leaves?
No.
Don't use them.
I see.
Do you
use the bark for color?
Do you use the bark? You color
it? The charcoal blacken your teeth.
You blacken your teeth, do you?
Yeah.
I see.
Right.
Does everybody blacken their teeth?
You want to. Most people do.
Put a louder, Ellery.
Most people do, but if you want to, you can. You have to.
You don't have to.
Is there? We always do it when we're very young.
We do it when we're young usually, but it's a good thing to do.
It's good to do that.
The men like it.
Pretty. I see. The men and the women both blacken their teeth.
Yes, both at the same time. We go to a place, the girls go to a place. One man comes in and he says, I'm going to blacken teeth. So if anybody wants to, he can come along. So we go out to a field house, the girls go there, the boys go there, and we all blacken our teeth. We stay there, the girls have their teeth filed. Beautiful.
They file their teeth, do
yes,
they? Yes,
it's beautiful when you see the tongue through the
teeth. You see, I'm missing one too, here.
That isn't,
I didn't have it filed, see, I broke that one off.
You file it in half?
No, I broke it off. No, I didn't file it, it broke, you know. I hit it with a rock and it broke it. You like that?
We filed with a knife.
File it with a knife?
It's great. That's one of the nicest times we ever have. The boys and the girls go out together. We stay out in field houses and shoot grasshoppers and cook them and roast corn and rats. And the boys get rats.
We hunt
and we roast the rats. Somebody has to stay to be sure that nobody steals the rats when we go out.
I see. Now,
you have a strict mother, you can't go.
No.
I didn't have a
mother. Does everybody go? Everybody get a chance to go? Have you all been out in this blackening and so forth? You've all been.
Some people go one season at the end of the dry season, some have to wait till the next end
I
of
see.
The dry season.
I
and
see.
The men go out on their pig hunt.
I see.
You have to have arrows to pay with too.
Yes.
You have to have arrows?
Arrows to pay
the
taxes.
I see.
He files the teeth for us.
See, well, this man, is he from your village?
Oh, yes,
he's
yes.
From your village.
He's a little. He could be from a hamlet nearby.
I see. He comes in and he blackens the teeth.
He wants
well,
to. He announces that he's
he announces
go
that he's going
to
take you out.
He says he wants to go with me.
I see. Doesn't he, you don't blacken them any other time? Just when he comes? Or just when he says he's going to go out?
Yes.
I see.
Not always. He's the one who knows how to make the paste.
Mm-hmm. I see. Oh, yes. Nobody else knows how to make the paste.
Oh, I guess some do, but not everybody.
I see.
And you put it on a piece of bark, and you hold it up against your teeth, and then mush up the paste, and it's all black.
You have to
be careful what you eat for a while, too, because you can't crack down on the hard corn with it, because it will ruin your teeth.
We eat soup.
Drink to a straw.
We hunt rats. We cook the rats, and then we eat the soup. And that makes the black pink to add to the pink.
You try to eat in the back of the mouth so you won't get the black off because.
Oh, I see. So this all happens out in the field house.
Yes.
Well, about a couple of weeks afterwards until you can finally take the bark off. But you stay out about a week.
That's very interesting. Are there older people along with you on this trip? Just the.
Some married people can come if they like, but not usually.
I see.
So
there's just this one man and then
the young people.
And then the young people go with them. I see. How old are these young people? Are they
10, 11, 13. The boys are sometimes 14, some 16, some
18. Even 20.
Even 22. Even up to 20 and 22. Wow. So once they've gone on this trip, what do you call this going out to Tuthai? Is there any name for this sort of ceremony?
Sort of a picnic.
Yeah.
Pecan. First, the grass has to be lit by the men on their pecan.
While they're out in the pig hunt.
Up and the smoke, we see the smoke, then we can go and have it done.
I see. So the men go out in the pig hunt.
Yes.
And then all the young kids are left in the village. And then so this man will say, now since the men are out in the pig hunt, you're going to go and have your teeth blackened?
Well, we go and wait. And then when the smoke rises, we know that it's
fine. I see. And then you start.
Very
dry.
Who's left in the village?
Little kids
and the mothers?
Mothers don't have quite as much work to do then, you know, because the fields are burned, and so they can be with their children a little bit more.
Just a little bit.
I see.
But they usually have so many other things to do, like weaving baskets and mats and farming.
The women weave the baskets, do they?
Mm-hmm. Women work very hard.
Girls.
Do women work hard? Do you think you work hard?
Oh, yes.
Very hard.
Do you think you work too hard?
A lot.
Do you think the women work too hard?
Well, I don't know. As a boy, I didn't work much, you know. I used to play with my friends, go out hunting grubs and things.
I see.
It's only when I was 16 that my father sent me on an errand to bring a moko.
Oh, a moko?
Yes.
What's a moko?
Oh, moko. That's a good thing. That's the money.
It's a good thing, huh?
It's the most important thing.
Yes, you have to have mokos. It's very.
What is a moko?
There's a moko right behind you.
Here?
Yes, there's a moko.
Oh, I see. What do you do with it? Do you make a noise with it?
Well, you can't get married to that moko.
It's money. A man is not wealthy and he has no mokos.
I see. How many mokos does a man have?
Well, they're different kinds.
Right.
They work
different
things.
You don't talk about how many mokos.
You don't.
You even hide your mokos.
Yes.
I bury my mokos.
How many
do you have? I see. Yeah, all right. Well, I won't ask you then how many you have. But now, I'm interested in these things because you say that they're so important. How do you make, do you make these things?
Uh-huh. We have them. We have to get them.
Yes.
Do other people make them or they?
They give them to us.
We buy them sometimes.
You buy them?
Yes. We give pigs, many pigs, and small mokos to get a big moko.
Yes.
And who are these other people? Are they like you?
Like us, well, who have them and who want to sell them.
Yes.
I see. Now, the women have mokos?
The man owns mokos.
The man owns them, I see.
But some women can get them sometimes.
Well, you said that a man can't get married without them.
Oh, you can't. You have to pay mokos as a bride price.
Oh, I see. In other words, the man.
Many mokos, you have to pay many mokos.
It's the best kind of a husband to have. He's got lots of mokos.
Yes.
Lots of mokos, and he makes a good husband.
My father didn't give me much moko, so I had to wait until I could
buy them yourself.
Until I could steal some from my father,
or
until I could work. Yes, if my father if my father does kill me, and if I know where he buries it, I could go there, take it out, and bury it myself. My father usually knows, but he asks me to give him back the moko, but I refuse because I have worked for him in the fields, and he says, all right, I'll give you another moko. So I usually give him that, but later he gives me a smaller moko.
I see. So he doesn't really get too upset. No, he doesn't get mad. Does he get angry when he finds out you're stolen?
He gets angry, but I also get angry at times.
Because you'd like him to give you a few more of these.
I can't marry another one.
I see. Well, it's not too unlike problems in our own, my village. We don't have the mokos that you have. It's more of das Geld, the money. Coins, things like that. We use paper. Same.
We use a few cents.
Do you have money like that other than mokos?
Some Dutch money.
Dutch money?
Yes.
Oh, I see.
We pay 5 cents. 15 cents. The chief makes us pay cents.
I see. Do you sell things to the Dutch to get this money, or do you just sell it to other people? Sell things to other people that have money? Or?
Sometimes you go to the port and trade up there and
trade,
yes.
Oh, I see.
I don't go to the port.
You can take your necklaces,
uh-huh.
Things like that, or corn, or you work in the garden of a policeman in the village.
I see. Wow.
Last night I dreamt that you gave me 2 cents because you wanted me to come here.
You dreamt that I gave you 2 cents?
Yes.
Oh, I see.
I gave you a reckon nut.
You gave me a nut?
Yes, to chew.
To chew?
And a reckon nut.
And a reckon nut.
A reckon.
Reckon nut.
Reckon
nut.
A reckon.
Or reckon nut. To chew. Well, no, I haven't seen any of those nuts. That was just in your dream.
That means you are her friend, she wants
to know. Well, thank you very much. It's your dream.
From the palm. A reckon palm tree.
Oh, it comes from a plant. It tastes good, doesn't it? You eat?
Yes. Oh, we chew it.
You chew it? I see. Is it soft or hard?
It's just good.
Just good?
Chew it.
Just like it. Well, you gave me one of those in your dream.
You gave me 2 cents.
And I gave you 2 cents. Well, that's very interesting.
I also dreamt that you gave me food.
I gave you food?
Yes.
What kind of food did I give you?
Corn.
Corn?
To eat.
I see.
Some meat.
Some meat? I see. Well, you know that while I've been here, I have tried to give you some of the medical supplies, you know, that I brought with me. And some of the things, you know, some of the people that have been sick.
You had something for yours?
Yes, he gave a shot to my sister.
That's right. With a needle. Cure some of those things, you know?
They hurt when you're little and you take a bath of cold water. The yaws hurt very badly.
Where are the, how do you get yaws?
Oh, I'll tell you how you get them. My father, that's where we all got it from. Because my father was going to scare away thieves in his garden. So he got magic and he put it up on a stick and he got poison to put up on the stick. But the person who was the thief knew how to turn the poison back into the ground, and so my father got it.
Oh.
And that's how we got it.
I see. What kind of a stick did your father put up?
Oh, you get a stick from a seer. And you
from
put
a
up
stick. You get a stick,
yes.
From a who?
And you get a stick from the man who knows a lot of lepers. And he puts on the top of that stick something that came from a leper, and that means that the man who comes and steals from you will get leprosy.
So he doesn't come back and steal anymore, and he should bring back what he stole.
Do they usually do the people bring back? Do you ever get anything back when you put these sticks out?
Not usually.
No.
But you keep putting them out?
Yeah.
They don't come again. Usually.
They don't come back again.
You don't get it back.
I see. And this is how you get yours.
Best thing is to go out.
Well, also hurts when mother bathe with the baby. The hands are coarse, and we have calluses from working on the field.
Uh-huh.
And it makes the odds worse, and like, the children cry, and, you know.
I don't like to take a bath.
No.
It's all I can think about.
Except when they're very little, when they get warm baths. That's when
warm
we
bath.
Stay home with them.
Yes.
But we have to go out to work after a couple
bad.
Of weeks.
Yeah.
And then they get cold baths.
Well, I see you have a baby here, really. This is your baby?
Yeah.
I see. When was it born? How old is it?
It's smiling.
It's smiling now. I see. It doesn't look like it's smiling. It's screaming its head off. What do you mean it's smiling? What's its name?
Loman.
Loman? It's a boy?
Mm-hmm.
It's a girl. I see. Is this your only child?
No, I have two other children.
Two other children.
Shameful. Her elder son should be taking care of her.
Mm-hmm.
He
really
take care of the baby. I.
Your older boy should be taking care of it.
Of course he should.
He ran away to play.
He ran away.
He ran away?
To play with the boy.
He would not.
That was this morning he did? Had you told him you wanted him to stay and take care of the baby? And he wasn't in the house?
He should take care of the baby.
He put it on the ground.
He put the baby on the ground?
Yes, he shouldn't put it in the
ground. Very bad.
Oh, yeah.
He should twist his ears.
You should twist its ears? Who, the boy, the girl, the boy?
Yes, twist his ears and hit him with your
hand. Hit him?
I did that to him. A while ago, and he ran away for a long time.
He ran away? How old is this older boy?
Seven.
He's seven?
I have an older boy, too, from a long time ago.
A long time ago. Is he still in the village?
He's 18.
He's 18. I see. Well, now this one that ran away this morning, he didn't take care of the baby. Now, what's going to happen when he comes home?
He runs away to his uncle and works there, and then the father goes and says some nice words and he brings him back.
And then what happens when he brings him back?
He comes
back.
He comes back. He'll twist his ears then?
You say nice words. If you say, I'll twist your ears, he won't come back.
Maybe if you give him a rice cone, he comes back.
Give him a rice cone, huh? Mm-hmm.
When I was little, my second older brother took care of me all the time, but my next oldest brother, he didn't like it, and he used to hit me all the time on the head.
He used to hit you on the head?
But one time, when I was little, my second eldest brother, Melani, had a fight with him because he hit me, and then Melani patted me and gave me food to eat. He gave me some cassava.
Ah, that's it. Well, now, your baby here, you said, is smiling now. Was it born last season?
No, this season.
This season, it was born this season.
Soon it will crawl.
Soon it's going to crawl. Is it still nursing?
Yes.
Still nursing.
Sometimes when I have not much work to do.
I see. Now, is your husband around? Is he in the village? You live
yes.
with your husband? In a house? One of the houses here?
He is not here right now. He's out trying to collect many mocos.
He's out getting mocos?
Yeah.
Oh, I see. That's a good thing,
he's
isn't
traveling.
It?
He's
traveling. Oh, yes.
It's a good husband, huh? I'll have to get
them. All the men are out. All the men worth anything.
Yeah. Try to get mocos.
I see.
I owe him a few mocos. He's a very strong man.
You owe her husband some mocos?
Yes.
I see.
And some pigs. We are mad.
Partners?
Yes.
Oh.
Working partners. We all, I have a few pigs. We are partners with her husband. We are partners with another husband, with another man. We all work together. We raise pigs.
You raise the pigs together?
Yes.
Do you work in the fields together?
Do you
raise any corn together and then split it up? Or?
No, I raise my own corn.
You raise your own corn?
But pigs and mocos usually we share them.
I see.
I raise my husband's corn.
You raise your husband's corn?
Yes.
I see.
I raise my husband's corn, but my husband, he sometimes helps me in the field. He's very good, but most of the men don't do that.
Most of the men don't like to work in the field.
No.
They you raised some of your own.
I do, because I have got many mocos and many many pigs, so I sometimes work in the garden, so it's the women who should do that. But it doesn't matter. I can work. I mean, it's not a shame if I
work. It's not a shame if you work in the garden.
Yes.
I mean, men do help out, like
well,
your...
If you have no locals, you have to work in the garden.
I see.
Before he was my husband, yes, and now that he's my husband, because I have many mocos and many pigs, if he doesn't, I would not work hard to feed him.
Would you leave him if he didn't have enough mocos?
Yes.
You leave him?
So I left other
husbands. You left other husbands? Oh, I see.
My second husband wouldn't work in the garden with me. I left him too.
So, is this your third husband you have now?
Well, I'm not married now.
You're not married now.
Because I decided I'd work in my own fields, and I have three here and one with my mother-in-law in another village.
I see.
And she's raising my child.
She's raising your child. How many children do you have?
I just have one child. That's my first husband.
Why,
your
first?
He died.
He died.
He got very thin. Very thin. He went away because they were having... The good beings were coming, and so he went to get cured at the good beings, but it didn't help.
He went to get cured where?
Well, the good beings. The seer prophesied the good beings were going to come.
I see.
So they had a fountain that he was supposed to drink out of, and this was going to make him well, but it didn't. So we had to
cure
bury
her husband.
No, that was my third husband.
Was that the time that Mala Laka, who was a prophet in Erica, which said that the good beings were going to come, and everybody, they built a house for them to live in, the good beings. And we waited, and everybody was hoping that the good beings would come, but they didn't come.
I see. And when was this?
A few years ago.
I see. Wow. So you're now off on your own.
I had to carry a knife for a while because I was afraid my husband would come back, and his spirit wanted company.
Yes.
So I carried a knife with me, my first husband. And they were given enough death fees were given finally that his second soul went back to where it ought to be. His first soul left him.
She didn't sleep the day or night after her husband died, and finally when he was buried though, she had to cut a string so that her husband, she wouldn't be attached to him anymore, and that her husband wouldn't try to come back and take her with him.
First husband, you got sick, and you went away, going to go to the fountain. Where is this fountain?
In another village.
In another village? And he didn't come back? Or he
no,
came
he
back
came
and he was,
back
wasn't any better?
He got thin.
His
spirit left him.
Spirit left him.
And we think that it was an evil spirit because in his garden, a tree fell, and he cut it. And I think that this was one of the familiars and one of the spirits that he hurt, because it was the place that the spirit lived. And that's why he didn't get well.
Oh, I see. So he cut down the wrong tree. Well, now, when you say your husband got thin and he didn't eat anymore?
He sat in his mother's arms and he wouldn't eat. And he went where it was dark inside of the house. Just waited.
And then he died. What happened after he died?
I wailed. About 24 hours.
You were.
And then
very sad, please.
He gave death beads. And my male house, his male house, gave a death feast for him. They haven't finished paying for it all yet, but during those first 10 days, they gave two feasts.
I see.
And so this kept his spirit away. And then after a while, I didn't have to carry the knife anymore because we knew his second soul had gone back to the place that it goes. And then his uncle came and took him for his wife.
His uncle came and took his wife.
But he didn't garden, didn't help me with it, and that's why I left him.
That was the second husband. And what happened? You left him. then the third husband didn't help either.
No, the third husband left me because he had one wife, and then I was his second wife, because he was wealthy enough to have two wives.
I see. He had lots of mopos, did he?
But then he found a third one that he wanted, and he wouldn't let me give at his feast anymore, and I couldn't present the food. So I heard him say this, and I left.
I see.
I only had one husband the whole time, but most people would marry to different people at different times and get divorced, but I haven't been divorced.
You just had one, the same husband?
That's right.
Do you have any children?
Yes, I have five who were living, and I had three more, but they died.
You had three more children, but they died.
Mm-hmm.
And you had eight children.
Yes, I have five now, though.
Five children now?
Yes.
Yes, I have seven sisters, and six of them died, too.
Six of your sisters died? How old were they when you died?
Different ages. Most people die. All one out of two people die before they're 10.
My wife has got two daughters.
Your wife has two daughters?
Yes.
Did have any of your wife's children die or your children die?
Oh, I didn't have any children, but my wife has, she's 10 years older than I am.
Your wife is 10 years older than you are. Was she married before?
Yes.
She was married?
She was married.
You just have one wife now?
Yes, I don't have mocos to pay for another wife.
Besides, you're behind in your mocos to her husband anyway.
Yes,
right?
Yes.
Well, everybody is always behind in mocos. Doesn't matter how many mocos you have, it's how many mocos you're owed that makes the difference.
I'm going to write that down.
If you owe you more, you're a rich man. Although sometimes if you want your mocos, you can go and dun the person.
You can what? You can dun him?
Yes.
If my husband dies now, he doesn't have many mocos in the house. Mm-hmm. But many people will come and bring all the mocos that they owe him.
You know at any time how many mocos, Princess, you know how many mocos people owe you.
No.
You know how
sometimes.
Many.
It's hard to get sometimes.
But I don't say I have got this many mocos, no. That's bad.
No, I wasn't asking how many you had, but I mean, you do know.
Yes, I know.
You know how many you have, and you know how many people owe you, and you know how many you owe other people. I see.
No, we fight over things. Sometimes he says, if I have two mocos, he says, you have only one moco, or if I have three pigs, he says, you have only two pigs. One big pig and one little pig, and we fight, we quarrel. Then we start to sit down and start to count. We break sticks and stones. And
oh, I see. You count just how many pigs you have, for instance?
Yes, how many I owe you or how many you owe me.
In other words, if someone owes you a pig or a moco, it's just as if you really had it there, isn't it?
Yes.
That's right.
Or else you steal it. Yes, mm-hmm. If you know where Maggie keeps his pigs, you can go and steal it. But for example, we have Malaseni. He lends mocos in there to people. He has a secret place where he keeps his pigs. You don't know where it is.
No, but it's very bad to have too many. Because
too many what? Too many mocos?
Too many
pigs?
Oh,
too many
mocos.
Yes. Too many
because
mocos.
The spirits will be jealous.
Yes.
And the wealth spirits have to be fed. So you give a feast and you put their food out in the field for them. It's very bad when you don't have a husband to have any mocos in the world. You don't have any meat and you have to do it. You have to try to get it for yourself.
You don't have any meat.
I don't have any meat either.
You don't have any meat? Just, you have three fields and the one in the other village.
I have four fields.
Yeah.
See, I got three fields from my mother.
Uh-huh.
And I got one field from my father before he died.
Uh-huh.
And then I work on the fields, but really, that field wasn't mine when I was a little girl. I just worked on it.
I see. But
and I cut the weeds with my mother, but I didn't know how to cut very well, so she would get angry. And I ran off to play in the ravine among boys and girls. But I learned how to do it, and I did very well.
I learned to cut the weeds all the way down to the ground.
And then when your father died, the field was yours?
Well, I guess it depends. There were no boys in our family. There were just seven sisters. So that I had. But my uncle took care of us.
I see. How come?
Really my father.
He's really your father. Just
well,
the same.
Oh, he's like my father.
Just like your father. Did you call him uncle?
Sometimes.
Did you call
sometimes
him father?
Sometimes father.
My father died, we had no meat. I don't remember eating meat.
The woman isn't supposed to kill meat. Men, women take vegetables out. So that's theirs. But meat is, belongs to the men. Men kill the pigs. You have to bring them, the men bring the meat to the women. But you can't have it unless the man kills it.
Well, you can't get it if you don't have any mokos. How about the...
Sure, mokos don't have anything to do with meat. Mm-hmm. Just men have to.
Just men have to kill the meat.
I see.
Men kill the kids at a feast.
Couldn't you buy meat?
No, at a feast only the men get the meat.
And
if they're nice, then they will give us some meat.
I see.
I was very
eat.
Poor, you see,
first
and my husband only gave one moko to my uncle to marry me. And my second husband only gave one pig, and we didn't have to give him a dowry in return, you see, so I was very lucky. Usually you have to have a dowry.
I see. You have to have a dowry. And you
oh,
didn't
yes,
have
yes.
And you didn't have one.
Well, it takes the whole years and years and lifetimes to settle the arrangements between the dowry and the bride price and balancing. And that's why it's so hard to get divorced, you see.
Oh, I see.
And it didn't matter that I left my second husband because he only gave one moko for me, so I didn't have to worry about finances.
When you get married, sometimes you don't have to sleep with your, at least you don't sleep with your husband until they have, your dowry has been paid and they've given the bride price and everything.
My uncle, wanted my bride price even though I was a child, and so he made me marry somebody, but I would not go near him, so I left. And then I married somebody else, and then my aunt said that she had a baby for me to take care of, and I thought I would rather take care of the baby, so I left him too.
I see. Well, now, when you got married the second time, what did you have for dowry?
Well, I had the money that had been given back.
From the first?
Yes.
You got your dowry back when you left the first one?
Yes, it was arranged.
Nice.
When I got married, the bride price that my husband gave to my father, we gave to my brother to pay for his bride.
When you got married, would you say that again?
Yes, when I got married, my husband gave mokos to my father for bride price for
mm-hmm.
me.
Mm-hmm.
And then my father gave it to my brother, who
to
gave it to his wife's father,
I
so
see.
He could get a bride.
I see.
It's very important to have children.
Yes.
Because you
yeah,
get the bride price, you see, for your daughter,
yes.
and your son gives your death feast for you.
Yeah, but
my husband's very happy with it.
Yeah, but if you have lots of daughters, though, don't you have to have lots of things for dowry?
Well, you get three times as much for bride price as you have to give for
dowry.
So it's better to have girl babies?
Not necessarily.
No, it's
not too good
boys
to have any babies.
No.
It's very hard
to work so hard. The more days you have, the harder you have to work in the field, because the more food you have to bring.
Men like it because they get the bride price.
It's hard for women.
So you're not so happy about having lots of children, but the men are.
Yes.
Well, you seem to spend a lot of time worrying about these exchanges because of that. So this is pretty important.
It's very important.
It's very important.
Well, important for the men.
For the men
and women, they don't care about us.
Well, then my husband.
Except if we work.
Your husband likes you.
Well, no, my husband lets me help him think about it and working out his mokos, how much he owes and how much he pays. But that's very unusual. Most husbands don't do. But you can do it if you want to. If you want, you can know about the wealth.
Well, now supposing you sit down in the house some night, and your husband says to you, "Let's work out the."
Oh,
well,
the
no,
I go out.
No, my marriage. I think I'm unusual because I don't think it's going to be. It's different for me.
You don't work out. Your husband doesn't talk to you about it. So. locos and so on.
We're too busy to talk to them. They spend their time idling around, worrying about finances.
The women are kept pretty busy.
Well, you're supposed to work in the field. I don't like to work in the field.
You don't
either.
Like to work?
No. When I was a young girl, I had bad yaws, and I couldn't work in the field, and I was made to work very hard because I didn't have a mother or a father, and I had to live with other mothers who had fathers, and they made me work in the field. And when I didn't want to work in the field, they told me, well, you could eat your mother and father's bones if you want to eat. So I don't like to work in the field. But sometimes I get visions, and I try and cure people.
You get visions?
Yes. I help people get well.
I see. What are these visions? How do they help the people get well?
She didn't do too well with my second husband.
You told us that.
Well, I cured him.
You cured him? You did cure him?
Yes. One
the
night.
Second time. Not the first
time.
I see. He was poisoned.
The second one was poisoned? First one was
poisoned. Well, it was really, I guess it was the third one. He was poisoned.
My mother was a seer.
Your mother was a seer.
Yes.
Therefore, you're a seer.
And then she died, and all her powers went to my uncle. And then every day when I was a girl, and I was very, very sick all the time, I made many sacrifices of rice to my uncle. And then when he died, I became a seer. One night, I had many birds came to me. And I began to talk. People told me that I said a lot of things. I don't remember what I said. The vision, the spirits were talking from me, from my shoulder. And I saw many things. And I saw spirits, and I went to help people when they were sick.
I see. Do you help people now?
Sometimes.
But you're too busy with all the children.
I try to help people.
Do you still have these visions?
Yes, but people must call you to help, and not many people call to help.
I see, they come to you.
Not very often.
They don't anymore.
They never did very often. They never did very much, just sometimes.
Only when there's nothing else.
Mm-hmm. Well, this child here, and it's a girl, and it's smiling, and pretty soon it'll be crawling. Well, now, when it grows up, who tells the girl what to do? Do you tell her? Are you going to teach her how to weave?
Well, she just begins. She'll just do what, like the other women do.
She'll
learn to weave baskets, and she'll work in the fields. She'll work in the fields very fast. And by 10, she'll cook.
By 10, she'll be cooking. Well, suppose she doesn't want them.
She twists her ear.
Twists her ear?
She just will.
She'll do it.
Does she ever get a chance to play with any of the other girls? Her own age?
Yes, the children play, but
not
but
much
they
time
should
to
work.
Play for girls.
They should work.
But they
the boys
eat.
Come
they
out
get
and
food
play.
Because they stay in the house.
Because they don't mind working because they can get food.
They're right
yes.
close to
I
yes.
don't. I don't work. I have to play, but I don't get food, so I have to steal most of the time, and then my ears will be twisted sometimes.
Oh, I see.
The owner will hit me.
Oh, I see. That's when you're out playing,
when
not
I'm
around the house.
Yes, when I'm hungry and I go out to steal into somewhere. We go out with my friend into his garden and we steal, but his father will be angry. He will say that, why don't you go to your garden and steal there? Why you steal from my garden? So they hit us, then we run, we go out to the field, we hunt rats and eat them there, or we eat them there. If we bring them home, my father will take most of the parts. So
it's better to eat them in the fields anyway,
yes,
when you're out on
the
when I was little, I used to run off and play with girls, and I would pretend that I was a husband and I had two wives, and I used to kill rats. And women shouldn't kill rats, but I used to pretend that I was a man and I killed rats. Most women don't do that.
I see.
And then we would eat them, but that's not the choice to be made.
You get to stay out in the field house at night too, instead of coming back to your house sometimes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Stop.
It's about time.